Please welcome Can Do Jack.
If you were here last time, surely you remember my story. I was telling you about how I spent 20 or 30 years without a home, without a country, freewheeling around the world, installing and negotiating on airline software contracts. And if you further remember, my boss came and hired me and said, I'm building a flying circus. I need 12 people who will go around the world at any time and do anything. And I became one of those people. So I'm sitting in Minneapolis, which is the home of Unisys, which used to be UNIVAC. UNIVAC and IBM were the two largest computer companies in the world. As far as airline software goes, IBM had the U.S. tied up, but UNIVAC wasn't stupid. They had the rest of the world tied up. So they provided hardware, the computers, and software, the systems that ran the, not the individual vehicles, the aircraft, but the business, all of the business. And so I'm sitting in Minneapolis, and there's a sound, ba 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 Moran, ba 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 Moran. And my colleague turns to me and he says, "What now?" I said, "That means my boss is coming. His name is not Barbara Ann, as Brian Wilson would say, his name is Bob Moran, and we've learned to say that whoever sees him first, yeah." The next thing I know, Bob Moran is standing there and said, "Jack, what's up?" And I said, I'm waiting for you to tell me that I have the contract in Finland, that I can go to Finnair and install one of our products, check in. And the reason I wanted to go back to Finland was, here's something nobody will ever tell you. Here's how to get a girl to go out with you in Finland. Told to me by genuine Suomi software programmers for Scandinavian Airlines. They said, when you go into the bar, you go to the bar and you do not order alcohol. You order Coca-Cola, and you wait for the girl to come up and say hello to you. Why? Because you will be the only guy in Helsinki who is not drinking alcohol. Okay, so I really wanted to go to Helsinki, and I said, okay, so are we all set? We're ready to go, right? And he says, no. He says, what I have to tell you is the greatest of news. He says, you'll remember my wife. And this is one of those things where you're looking for the, like, non-committal, like, who could forget her? And he says, me, hopefully. I'm on my way to Reno to get one of these quickie divorces. And he says, I just wanted you to know where I am. And I said, well, this is unusual, but thanks very much. But what about Helsinki and Finland and like the girl who likes guys who drink Coca-Cola? And he says, well, he says, we'll find out soon, but that's a pretty good bet. We have that locked up. Don't you worry. And I said, okay. And I said, when are you coming back? He said, I'll be back on the 20th of August. And he said, we'll go from there. So I said, okay, I'll just sit here and help these guys work on some of their problems, and I'll wait. And I waited, and I waited, and the 20th of August finally came, and Bob did not come back, which I said, well, the only thing I really can do here is, like, go find him. And I haven't been to Reno in a while, but that's not a good idea. But what I can do is if he doesn't show up tomorrow on the 21st, I can figure out what. So 21st comes, and I get on the plane. You know these times, like when you're not sure what theater you're operating in, you're not sure what the protocol is, what the rule is, but there's something inside you that knows exactly what you're doing, and you don't have anything to say about it. You just do it. So on the 21st, Bob doesn't return. I don't know if he's divorced, married, shot, or fell in love with Blackjack or what. I go down and get on a plane to London. And I go to Stonebridge Park, home of Unisys. And I go into Bob's office and I'm looking around for some indication as to did we get the contract, is there something on his desk like, you got it, Jack, you know, and nothing. And I'm looking around and some guy shows up in the doorway and he says, who are you? And I said, I'm Jack. I said, who are you? He said, I'm Bob Moran's boss. I said, well, how about that? Bob Moran is my boss. He said, what are you doing here? I said, I thought I was going to meet Bob, but apparently some detail is missing. And he says, well, what are you going to do now? I said, I'm going to have to go to Madrid and find him. And so I went to Madrid and met all my buddies down at the Leon Rojo, the Red Lion. In every city, we had a bar that was where all the employee business in the company got taken care of. Nothing was ever mentioned there about the corporation, just private stuff, you understand. So I'm in the Leon Rojo and having some drinks and with my friends, and we drink through the evening, and they said, so what are you doing? What now? And I said, well, I couldn't find Bob. I can't find anybody who knows anything about the contract. So I said, let me illustrate. I said, imagine that we have here the Minneapolis is here, and Vladivostok is here, and somewhere in the middle is, with me? Somewhere in here is the UK. And then down here below a little bit is Spain, and there's Madrid, I really like that. And so now I come down here. If you go, you know, like Spain is on the Med. If you go 300 or 400 miles out, you'll find four islands. If you look at an American map, it'll say Balearic Isles. But if you look at a Spanish map, it'll say Los Baleares. And there are four islands there, Mallorca, the big island, Menorca, the little island, Ibiza, the party island for the rich people, and Formentera, where the nude people go. Formentera is only about 14 miles long. Its big industry is they put fences out in the water, and then they close the gate to the fence, and they let the water evaporate, and then they have salt. And that's called the salt industry. Okay, so the other thing they have going for them is one wonderful, wonderful laid-back tourism, just laid-back. I never saw a cop there. So I'm into this thing now, and whatever is driving me drives me to have fun. And to forget all about Helsinki and forget all about everything except that I'm on Formentera. I've met some, I feel like I'm back in the airlines because in the air I got to know pretty much everybody who was in software and all of the airlines. So I meet lots of people, some German people and their relatives. And you know, so I'm meeting a lot of people and we're having a lot of fun. And before I know it, the end of August comes. Well, now I'm starting to think, well, something surely will happen 1st of September, except for one thing. August is vacation month in Spain. And now we have four islands with one major airport going back to Madrid, and everyone wants to go home and go to work on Monday morning. And so I take the hour and a half boat back. Nothing happens. No planes. Everybody's got a ticket but me. So I come back to Formentera and let the vacation continue. So we go another week. And this goes on and on. And finally I get out and I get back to Madrid. And I get back to the bar. And I'm sitting having a drink. And I'm talking to the nuncio. The nuncio seemed to, I think he lived in the bar. You know those people, like there's always some guy who's always there. Like he, the town drunk, it would be in Rustler's Rhapsody. And so he says, have you found Bob Moran yet? And I said, no, I haven't found Bob Moran. And so he goes away, and I have a few drinks, and I'm sitting there. And the nuncio comes up again, and he puts his hand on my left shoulder. And I said, what now? And he said, Candu Jack, I would like to introduce you to, and the guy sitting next to me, I would like to introduce you to Bob Moran. And my boss had been sitting there for an hour and I hadn't even noticed. So Bob and I talk it over and I said, okay, so where am I supposed to be? Should I go on up to Helsinki? Should I stay in Madrid? Should I go back to Minneapolis? What now? And he says, yeah, you really should be back in Minneapolis where you started.